The views and opinions expressed by the host WLUB radio shows does not necessarily reflect on those on the entire WLUB radio broadcasting network. Any statements made, views expressed, or opinions given represent those of the personal views and opinions of the host alone. Listener discretion is advised. This is a WLUB radio feature presentation.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
The funniest show on the station.
2 hours of non-stop.
Of great talk radio from yours truly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive upcoming.
You're listening to Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUV.
Back better than ever is the best 2 hours of your morning, no matter where you are, no matter how you're listening. I thank you for making Ramon in the Morning your number one online morning show on your last day of May, taking you into your June month. Glad to have you here with me. Going to bring you the best in great talk radio, music, and your live phone calls. Make sure you give me a call on the We Love Hotline at 646-595-2083. You can also follow me on Facebook Live. What's going on, Joe? Follow me on Facebook Live on Ramon TV on my page on Facebook. Got a great show planned for y'all. Gonna have a great time. It's Women's Week right here on your favorite morning show. So make sure you give your ladies, friends, the callers know that Ramon is here live all show long. But here's one of my favorite jams. Take you up to your opening rant in about 6 minutes. Got some great topics from y'all and your live phone calls. Here's John B with They Don't Know right here on the best 2 hours of your morning. Take up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Don't get any better than Ramon in the Morning right here on your favorite online listening station, heard worldwide. It's Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUB Radio.
Heard about past things I used to do, the games I used to play, the girls that didn't last. I never saw your mind, think I'm doing wrong. Can I see if it's real? You are the only one. When I'm not around, do you think of me? Oh, what the jealous ones are claiming me to be. You should know by now that it's gonna take a lot of trust in you for us to make it through. You should know me. You're my angel. Nothing's gonna make you fall from heaven. Girl, I just wanna love you.
About you,
girl, I love you.
Listening to Detroit's number one online morning show, Ramon in the Morning on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
You're driving to the game. Traffic's in a classic I formation. You pass these guys on the left and think you're in the clear, right? Wrong. Blindsided by an SUV. Your new car is total. And your insurance only wants to cover 3/4 of the cost. 3/4? What am I supposed to do with that kind of coverage?
With Liberty Mutual new car replacement, we'll give you the full value of your car, plus depreciation. See car insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face. All over the place.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
DirecTV is at it again. With another so-called deal. With a $30 intro rate that jumps to over $100 after just 3 months. Then shoots up to almost $200 after a year. The hits keep on coming. Because you're locked into a 2-year contract that can cost up to $3,500. Don't get blindsided by DirecTV. Switch to an Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast and get the best in TV, internet, and voice. Call 1-800-XFINITY or go online.
Call in right now to speak live on air at 646-595-2083. Now back to Ramon in the Morning on WLUV Morning.
You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Ramon in the Morning. You can also follow me on Snapchat at Ramon in the Morning and on Twitter at Ramon Radio. Don't forget to view me live on Ramon TV, Ray. View me live on Ramon TV on Facebook Live. So make sure you go there right now to my page on Facebook. And watch me live on Ramon TV. Hope everybody had a great holiday. The weather in Detroit was just absolutely beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful in Detroit. I want to thank all those who are viewing all over the world on Ramon TV. And I think those who are listening all over the world, that makes Ramon in the Morning their number one online morning show, taking up to the 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. I didn't eat a whole lot of barbecue. I didn't eat a whole lot. I really didn't. I was with Katora and Michelle, and I was enjoying watching them cook. I made a couple of sides, and that was it. You know, I got a refrigerator full of food, so people, y'all want something to eat? We got it. I got it all in my fridge. So just come on and get what you need to get. Just leave a donation. Leave a dollar donation. All right. Now you're starting to wear on me. Now here we go. 9 minutes past the hour. Definitely 103.3. Ramon in the Morning. Listening here. You know what? The holidays always make me. Always make me put things in perspective. You know what? I think the older I get, the more I appreciate the holidays, because it's not just having a 3-day weekend or just the cooking and all of that. It's being with friends and family. Because as I get older, I realize that people are not always going to be there with you. People are not always going to, some people don't make it to the next day or even to the next year. So I sit up and I cherish every moment I have with my friends and family. I didn't go home. I miss going home to New York. I really, really do. But my place is here in Detroit. And Detroit is not just my adopted home. This is my home now. And I just love, I love hanging out with my friends here. Because my friends have really become my family. And I've just been blessed to have some great friends who not just I adopted them as family, they adopted me, you know. And I just love, I don't understand why people are like, I don't want to go to, I don't know how they, how clean their house is and this and that. It just, people kill me with all of that. They really, really do. I love to eat, but I definitely love to cook. And I just love being with good people, having good conversations. So for my opening rant, I'm not going to be fussing and complaining. I just hope all y'all had a wonderful holiday and cherish the moment that we have with these holidays, because they're not guaranteed. And I know one thing. I didn't make no dessert. That kind of bothers me, but I'm going to do better. You know, some people just say, you never mind, you didn't need that. And I probably didn't need that. I probably didn't need that. But the one thing I do need is always love, friendship, and companionship, and knowing that people love me and I love them back, right? So for my opening rant, Ramon is actually in a good mood today, but it's open line. It is Women's Week here on Ramon in the Morning. So I'm glad you're hanging out here with me. Take you up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. I have a wonderful debate I want to talk to my friends about, and this has been getting on my nerves for the last few days, man. And this has been the ongoing topic with a good friend of mine that I just, you know, we've been real cool. So we've been talking about this all morning long. Give me a call on We Love Hotline at 646-595-2083. Hit them on your phone. Here's Maxwell with Something Something right here on the best 2 hours of your morning. Take it to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. It's Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
Even though she pays me no attention, all I wanna show is my affection. Lose myself inside her ebony, but she ain't even checking me. Oh, yeah, yeah, cool, baby.
We can do a little something, something.
A little something. Honey, do you sugar something, something, yeah. Sister with a something, something, something. Flavor with a cocoa kind of flow. Baby, baby, act like you know.
We can do a little something.
Detroit's favorite listening station, 103.3 WLUB Radio.
The station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
You're listening to the very best in talk radio, music, and your live phone calls. It's Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUV.
Now extends your coverage beyond the borders at no extra charge. Get 4G LTE data in Mexico and Canada, just like in the U.S. And call and text as much as you want to and from the United States, Mexico, and Canada. You heard right. Unlimited calls to any phone, even mobile, in Mexico and Canada. Only T-Mobile gives you coverage and calling in three countries for the price of one. Switch to the Uncarrier today.
The station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
It's the best 2 hours of your morning with Ramon right here on WLUV Morning.
Up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour, 18 minutes past the hour. This is 103.3 Ramon in the Morning in your listening ear. Don't forget, if you need your computer repaired, restored, revived, refurbished, go see my friend Sam today at Tech Clinic at 28240 Gratiot Road in the city of Roseville, just 1 mile north beyond 11 mile. In the city of Roseville, on the corner of Utica, give him a call at 586-943-8888 or go visit his website at www.techclinic.com. Don't forget to hang out with Mimi and Michelle for the very best in great R&B, jazz, and soul music. Take you up to your 5 p.m. punch out time on Soulful Sounds. Make sure you hang out here when you get back from lunch. On Soulful Sounds, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 great hours of smooth jazz and great R&B music. So make sure you do that, all right? Like I said, I hope everybody had a great holiday. I know I had a good holiday. I had a great time. Good holiday. I didn't eat a whole lot. I really didn't. I just sat and just chilled. Went to the movies. Kicked it with friends, and that was pretty much it. So I hope everybody had a great holiday. Those who are watching me on Ramon TV, make sure you let me know where you are and where you're watching from. And what's going on, Tamika? I'm glad you're watching. 20 minutes past the hour. W103.3 Free 103.3 Ramon in the Morning listening ear. Give me a call on the wheel of my line at 646-595-2083. You know what? It's amazing to me, and I'm glad that when we run the numbers of the listeners and the viewers of Ramon in the Morning, we average about, what is it, Brian, about 8,000 live listeners a day, daily? Okay. Is it about 8,200? Okay. And he said, out of them 8,200, about 72% of the people that watch me and listen to me are women between the ages of 25 and 42. And I don't know, like I keep telling you, I don't know why y'all listen to me, because I don't give y'all advice. I just give y'all information when it comes to dating and how to deal with men better. But lately, this whole topic has been coming up lately about this whole thing about the friend. It's amazing to me how topics always seem to recycle itself on Ramon in the Morning. And this whole topic about the friend zone, and how people become friend zoned. I honestly never understood why, and I understand, and I apologize why I keep freezing. We're going to work through that. Maybe it's the wiring, because like I said, we're still working on the wiring in the building, you know, in this particular suite. So those who are watching on Ramon TV, just bear with me, okay? If not, just go to the link on the page at Ramon in the Morning Show on Facebook, and you can listen live. Or you can listen live just by dialing 646-595-2083. But this whole thing about, let's see if we can move our camera around. What would that help? Uh-oh. Okay, well, end it. Well, We have a show to do. So that's more important. We have a show to do. This whole thing about being friend zoned, it never became an issue or a topic till it started happening to women more often than it usually does. This whole thing, because women really, really, really hate having stuff that they've been doing for years, for centuries to men. They really hate when it flips back on them. They really don't like that. So now, this whole thing about being friend zoned, women don't like being friend zoned. Women, I mean, because it was never a topic. It was never a topic till it started happening to women. And it happened to women more often than it usually does. Women don't like the stuff that they dish out, they don't like receiving it on their end. Just like you hear women say, well, I don't really approach men, Ramon. And they will tell you why they don't like approaching men. Because they don't want to be rejected. That is, when we did the survey, we surveyed 500 women on Facebook. And I see that it's working great now at this position right here. Ramon and Warner Free 103.3 WLUV Radio. We did a survey. We surveyed over 500 women, and we talked to, and what is the number one reason why women do not approach men? The number one reason why women do not approach men, because women don't like being rejected. They don't like being rejected. Basically, they don't want to experience what they have been dishing out for centuries. They can't stand that. It drives them crazy, knowing that they have to suffer the same affliction that they've been doing to men since the beginning of time. So now, this whole thing about being friend zoned. I was talking to I made a new friend, like last month. She's real cool, and I'm adjusting my camera, so hopefully this will be a better angle because I don't know why I keep freezing. But like I said, if not, we just have to just move back into the basement of the building to where we were. Okay. But this whole thing about being friend zoned, women don't like it. They don't like experiencing what they've been dishing out for centuries. That's what it is. Women don't like, they hate being rejected. That's why when we did the survey, women don't like being rejected. They can't stand being rejected. It drives them crazy. So now, this whole thing about, because people are trying to understand why they're not in relationships. Why are we not? Why men and women not hooking up, Ramon? Why are they not doing this? Why are they not doing that? To me, honestly, and I always made it known to why people are not getting into relationships. One, honestly, people forgot how to date. They don't know how to date. Honestly, they really don't know how to date at all. And I keep changing my camera angle, so hopefully we'll figure this thing out. We're going to figure this thing out. But people don't know how to date no more. They really, really don't know how to date. But this whole thing about being friend-zoned, it's not, men do it for one particular reason. Women do it for what we found out, that they do it for a multitude of reasons. Why they friend-zone guys. So now when men, now it's being flipped back on them. And they don't like it. So I posed a question on Facebook, and I want to thank those who are listening all over the world. The Maestro Morning, the morning, the number one online morning show. Take them up to the 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Ladies, why do y'all think y'all being friend zoned? And when do you know when you're being friend zoned? Do you know? Because I was watching one of my friends. We go to the same church. I like to say we're friends. I think we're friends. And we were talking, she was saying how she was kicking it with this guy, getting to know the guy and all this and that. And all of a sudden, he just disappeared. And she didn't know for what reason why the guy disappeared. And I said, I'll tell you why. I will tell you why he disappeared. He knew he had no chance of being with you. Because, see, the one thing that women do when it comes to dating men, they throw these mixed signals. And it's amazing because it never is an issue until other women find you attractive or handsome and want to get with you. So, excuse me. So now, women have really started to suffer the afflictions they have been dishing out to men for centuries. They don't like being friend zoned. They can't stand it. So now it is an ongoing issue with women. Why am I still single, Ramon? Why this? Why that? Well, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I'll tell you after the commercial break. You listen to your favorite online morning show. They give it to you at 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. It is Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUB Radio.
It's the best 2 hours of your morning with Ramon right here on WLUB Morning.
You're driving to the game. Traffic's in a classic I formation. You pass these guys on the left and think you're in the clear, right? Wrong. Blindsided by an SUV. Your new car is totaled. Huh? And your insurance only wants to cover 3/4 of the cost. 3/4? What am I supposed to do with that kind of coverage?
With Liberty Mutual new car replacement, we'll give you the full value of your car, plus depreciation. See car insurance in a whole new light. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
DirecTV is at it again with another so-called deal. With a $30 intro rate that jumps to over $100 after just 3 months, then shoots up to almost $200 after a year. The hits keep on coming. Because you're locked into a 2-year contract that can cost up to $3,500. Don't get blindsided by DirecTV. Switch to an Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast and get the best in TV, internet, and voice. Call 1-800-XFINITY or go online.
Detroit's favorite listening station, 103.3 WLUB Radio.
The station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music. Love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUB Radio.
Don't go anywhere. More Ramon and your comments. It's the best 2 hours of your morning on Ramon in the Morning.
Body powder that you can spray? What could be next? Foot powder spray.
New Gold Bond foot powder spray cools and dries your feet just like our body powder spray refreshes your body.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Don't give me a call right now on the Wheel of Hotline at 646-595-2083. Hitting the one on your phone. Let me bring you live on air or join the conversation live on Facebook just by going to Ramona in the Morning Show. Just join the thread where the question of the day is. Don't forget, ladies, if you live in the Metro Detroit area, you want the very best and latest urban fashion for the everyday woman, go see my beautiful friend Aisha Renee down at Posh Spot. I think that 11200 East Jefferson Avenue in the heart of Detroit in the Jefferson District. Give her a call at 313-466-3322 or visit her website and like page on Facebook at Posh Fashions LLC. Don't forget to hang out with me every night for the very best in classic R&B and soul music. I get up to your 2 a.m. hour. Don't get any better than the quiet song with me, Ramon, on your favorite online listening station, her worldwide, Ramon in the Morning, on Free 103.3 WLU Radio. Brian, I really think we're going to just have to move to the suite next door because, I mean, it's hurting our viewership, you know, with Facebook Live on Ramon TV. So we're going to have to work that out because this whole freezing thing is becoming a problem. So we're going to probably just have to move into the suite next door. So we'll work that out, okay? Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Ramon in the Morning. On Snap, I got to get on Snap. I really got it. I don't understand why I have Snapchat. I really understand why, but because I don't use it. I don't be on there. I really don't be on there like that. But people say I need to use it, so might as well go ahead and do it, okay? Hit me up on the Wheel of Hotline, 646-595-2083. Hit the one on your phone. Definitely bring you live on air. We're talking about this whole thing about somebody just posted the question on Facebook, and well, actually, they inboxed me my inbox at Ramon in the Morning Show, and they asked me, Ramon, why is this whole debate is still going on between men and women can't be just friends? I believe men and women can be friends. I've always believed that men and women can be friends. I've never denied the fact that men and women can't be friends. I just don't think, see, the one thing that confuses women, Because sometimes we know from jump if we want to be with, want to be bothered with you or not. How can I put this? I don't think women like the fact that men approach them only for friendship. Because they're trying to figure out why at 34, 35, 36 years old that they're still trying to figure out why they're single. You know, why dudes won't date them. And I was having this conversation with a friend of mine. I'm not going to mention her name. She said I can, but I don't want to mention her name. But it's just, it's funny to me because women, it's like they just don't get it. They think every man that speaks to them want to have sex with them. That's not particularly true. Have I stepped to women and say, yeah, you're going to be my friend? Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, I know I've done that. But the one thing is, though, the one thing, I knew from jump by the way you responded to me by saying hello or just the conversation. Because men know from the beginning. We know from the beginning what we're going to do. Because you can say, well, women knows in the first 30 minutes that she's going to have sex with you. Believe me, we know in the first 5 minutes we want to deal with you and want to try and have sex with you. Because it's amazing that women have, they walk around with this attitude like, one, they can't be rejected. Because women are rejected. That's why they don't approach men. They hate being rejected. When we did the survey, that was the number one reason why women say, well, they say it's not ladylike, and it's not ladylike. No, it's not about being ladylike. Women just don't want to be rejected. They don't want to have to suffer the same afflictions they've been dishing out to men since the beginning of time. So now, this whole thing about being friend-zoned, women can't stand that because they the ones hate being always kept being put on hold. They've been doing that to us since the beginning of time. Women don't like being put. And the one thing is, when it comes to this competition, because women always create competition between them and another woman. They've always done this. Always done this. Why do you think why women hate summertime? When they're in a relationship, they hate summertime. They can't stand it. Because they know summertime is like, summertime for women, it's like the display of the new cars and new products that come out on the shelves. And men get to look at the, he get to look at the new product before it even comes out. That's why people don't date in the summertime. They break up. They break up in the summertime. But women don't like being friend-zoned because they don't like being put on hold. When I think all those who are watching on Facebook, on Vermont TV, on Facebook Live, I don't understand why I keep freezing. We're going to work on that. But thank you for listening to Vermont in the Morning, your number one online morning show. Take it up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Hit me up on Instagram at Ramon in the Morning Show and on Facebook and join the conversation at Ramon in the Morning. So I posed the question. Do women know they have been friend zoned? Because I honestly don't think they know. Personally, I don't think they know they've been friend zoned. Because this whole thing about confirmation of the relationship, they always want to be confirmed that they're with somebody. Well, I don't know what we are. I got a key to, and like I always said this, relationships are not implied. They are confirmed. You can't, just because you got a key to a guy's house or y'all having sex, y'all hanging out, does not mean y'all in a relationship. Technically, does not mean you're in a friend zone either. You're just caught in limbo. The guy just having a good time. But that's why women always push for titles. They push for the titles of the relationship. They push for it. Well, what are we? What are we?
We just hanging out having fun. We just kicking it.
But what? My question is to women.
35 minutes past the hour, W103.3, Ramon in the Morning, listening here.
This is my question to women. Why is the friend zone, from a woman's perspective, why the friend zone is such a bad place to be? I don't think they understand the power the friend zone provides at that particular time. Because really, you can really get to investigate the guy for how he really is from being in the friend zone. Honestly, if you really look at it that way. You don't know if you're ready to be in a relationship with this guy or not. Well, women do know. But I really think you can really investigate the guy better. But being in the friend zone is not a bad place to be, ladies. Because really, you have more insight and say so than anything that any girlfriend does. Girlfriends have limitations. The female friend, oh, she has no limits. None. None at all. That's my boy. That's my boy. Yeah, but your boy's seeing you naked 2 or 3 times a week. I don't think being in the friend zone, I just don't think, honestly, maybe at 30, Lord, I know I'm having a bad day because I can't remember how old I am. At 41, I really don't think in this day and time, women do not know that they have been friend zoned. And when they are friend zoned, why is that such a bad place to be? I think you have more say so being in the friend zone than being a girlfriend, but who knows? Going to take your phone calls and read your comments in about 7 minutes. I'm having a great time today. We're going to get this Facebook Live thing worked out. I have no idea what's wrong with it. It's probably them. But you listen to the best 2 hours of your morning. It's your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Here's one of my favorites. Here's Brandy with He Is right here on your favorite online morning show. Don't get any better than Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
It's the only explanation to the question at hand. Like yeast fade, gone away in a single day. There's nothing that compares to the way you make me feel inside. And I'm so glad you're mine. Oh, it's my fortune and fame, but as long as you stay here with me, I would be okay. I look at you and I see me just reflections of the love you made with me, and I'm so glad you wanna be mine.
It's the best 2 hours of your morning. Ramon in the Morning with Ramon Garrett right here on your choice favorite online listening station, Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place. You're listening to the hottest internet station,
WLUV Radio.
Call in right now to speak live on air at 646-595-2083. Now back to Ramon in the Morning on WLUV Morning.
WLUV Radio. Don't forget, hang out with me. Very best of Jeremy and Soul Music. Take you up here to your 2 a.m. Bring you the best in great old school jams from the 80s and 90s and even the 20s in the 2000s. It's the Quiet Storm with me, Ramon Garrett, on every night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio Late Night. Don't forget, if you need your computer repaired, restored, revived, or refurbished, go see my friend Sam today at Tech Clinic at 28240 Gratiot Road in the city of Roseville, just 1 mile north beyond 11 mile on the corner of Utica. Give him a call at 586-943-8888 or just go to his website at www.techclinic.com. 15 minutes at the top of the hour, definitely 103.3 morning. You listen here on the last day of May. Hope everybody's having a great morning so far. How was your holiday? Mine was good. I just went to the movies yesterday. I went to go see Captain America, and it was excellent. It was way better than Superman and Batman. So I'm going to go see X-Men today. I'm still a big kid, you know. Still a big kid. I want to thank you guys for listening. That makes Ramon in the Morning the number one online morning show. Taking them to the 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Ramon in the Morning, on Twitter at Ramon Radio, and Snapchat at Ramon in the Morning. I posted the question, and this is a conversation I've been having with a lady friend of mine for the last few days, and then it started a tailspin in an avalanche, because women have been really, this whole thing about friend zone, you know, I did not know I was friend zoned, Ramon. I said, if he's not trying to sleep with you, he hasn't brought it up. Women don't like to experience the stuff that they have been dishing out. And I've been saying that for a long time. I think me and Chevy talked about this a few times, about how women don't like to experience rejection. The number one reason why women, as we did the survey, the number one reason why women do not approach men, because it's not that they say, well, they said it's unladylike and it's not within a woman's morals and her genetic code to approach men, which is the most dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I think that's the number reason why a lot of women are single today. That has to be the number one reason why women are single today. Because I just don't approach men, Ramon. It's just not ladylike for a woman to ask a guy out. You don't have to ask him out. Just say, Hey, my name is Tina. Hi, Tina. I'm Brian. That's not asking him out. You're just introducing yourself to him. See, y'all need to stop listening to these women who don't have a man. That's one, okay? But this whole thing about being friend-zoned, the rejection, it's not being rejected. Men don't friend zone women just for no reason. You had to give us a reason to friend zone you. You gave us a reason. Number one, if we know we can't have sex with you, we don't want to be bothered. If you're not the cashier at Blockbuster, if it don't benefit us, we really don't want to be cool with you. If we know that's not the reason why we friend zone you. Well, when you know we're not going to have sex, we're not going to friend zone you. We'll just get rid of you. We don't want to be bothered. Posted the question on Facebook. I want the women to call in. For the thousands of women that are watching right now on Facebook, on Ramon TV, on Facebook Live, call me, 646-595-2083. I want to hear from the women. Because women swear they know everything about dating, but they not dating. They're not dating. They're not in a relationship. So, ladies, do you know? And I'm hearing from the fellas, too. I want to hear from the fellas. Ladies, do you know when you've been friend zoned? Oh, we know. We know. Well, I like to sleep naked, but when you come over and spend the night, she put you on the couch and she got on sweatpants and yoga pants and biker shorts and panties and she just layer up and it's 92 degrees at night. I mean, it don't make sense. It don't make sense at all. 646-595-2083. Chevy from East Side of Detroit says, do women care? They think pizza changes men's minds. I don't. What does that mean? Chevy, I don't know what that means. A hot ready ain't going to change my mind. Dana from Charlotte says it does. It does. If bought right before the game, exactly, he knows how he wants it. I don't get that. I don't get that one. Dana went on to say, really, the only time we get out of the friend zone is when we get married, and then with some guys only graduate from best friends forever zone. Do men marry women that they friend zone? No. Men don't marry women that they friend zone. They become buddies. Men don't want to date no woman he friend zone. He don't want to do that. He don't want to do that at all. I don't want to date no woman I friend zone. You're there for a reason. If you're injured playing sports, you can't play in the game. So what purpose do you serve to the team if you're injured? I don't get that one. I don't get it at all. See, it's the arrogance that women, a lot of these women walk around with. Because you hear often, because my friend Keisha, she just can't, for the death of her, can't figure out why she's single. And I told her, because see, as Chevy would say, I believe she's a Scorpio. She is a Scorpio. And this whole personality that them Scorpios, I'm an Aquarius, we're very peaceful people. But she has that very strong voice. She's 5'7", thick, you know. I don't want no man doing for me. But that's why no man don't want to be bothered with you. See, I keep telling women, Ramon in the Morning, Free 103.3 WLUE Radio. I keep telling women, men love being the superhero to you. We love being the hero. We love wearing the cape, not the mask, the cape. Because what purpose does it serve us? What purpose does it serve us to be in your life if we can't be a help to you? And the first thing, you know, and this is what Keisha said this morning. We were talking before my production meeting, and we were talking. She said, see, men want to depend on them. No, we don't want to depend on. See, y'all think we should think like y'all, which is stupid. Let me get my radio voice back, which is stupid. Men shouldn't think like women, and women can't think like men. See, this, I don't think women are gold diggers, but this whole thing, a man should take care of his woman. No, in the hell he should not take care of her. You shouldn't take care of a woman that ain't his wife. I'm going to tell you about this conversation I had over the weekend, real quick. Let's go to the east side of Detroit. Let's go get Uncle Chevy. Chevy, thanks for calling. Go ahead and fire away.
What's going on, Ramon?
Happy holidays, bruh. Happy holidays to you.
Man, I hope you enjoyed your weekend. I surely enjoyed mine.
I did,
What I think is important, man, is we need to give like a across-the-board definition of what friend zone is, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it's different for men than it is for women, you know? When I was talking about the pizza, I wasn't talking about no hot and ready. I was trying to be nice to keep from saying the other P word.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. That's all I need to get. I got it.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, like in the conversations that we've had before, it's always been about more or less, you know, women think that they can move us and manipulate us with that box, the quote-unquote softest place on earth, you know.
Yeah.
And if we aren't really showing interest or whatever, that's where you get all these accusations and these assertions that, you know, a dude might be gay or whatever. He might just not be interested in your motherfucking ass. I mean,
right.
Simple as that. You know, I mean, I'm sorry that I had to cuss, but I really wanted to emphasize that point because women in their infinite egos think that, or they've been programmed, I should say, that box is going to get them everything that they need, you know, or want in life. Girl, just, you know, you got to use what you got to get what you want and things like that. And but when it fails, it's a problem. And it's not their problem, it's the guy's problem.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
So how do they figure out that they're in the friend zone? If there's a commonplace definition across the board between men and female, male and female on what being friend zoned is, I think we don't have a problem anymore. And it's easily identifiable at that point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like if we as men say, all right, yeah, she my friend. But, yeah, I've seen her in her panties and bra before, and sometimes I grab her booty. That's a friend, right? Somebody else might say, we're friends with benefits, you know. But, yeah, we'll never be together. Friend zone. And then some female might say, girl, I like him. He cool and all. But we can't be together, right? So at the end of the day, you have all these different kinds of definitions on what being friend zoned is, and I think that's a huge part of where the confusion comes in.
Let me ask you this question, Chevy, real quick. 7 minutes to the top of the hour, definitely 103.3, Ramon in the Morning listening ear. Let me ask this question, Chevy. Do men and women put the other in the friend zones for the same reason or for different reasons?
I think it's different reasons. I mean, women tend to. I got a homegirl who I really think that she's trying to box me in and save me for the future, right? If all else fails, I'll just latch on to Chevy when I'm 45 and staring at a bunch of cats, you know. But unbeknownst to her, Chevy has his own intentions for his own life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for guys, it's more like, you know, it's more now. It's like, you know, we go back to that same thing that we always talk about, Moan, where you know, my theory is women are 6 months ahead of us, 6 months to a year ahead of us. They're already plotting and planning out what's going on 6 months down the road, whereas we as men, we don't do that. So for guys, the friend zone situation is more immediate, more now. We're friends. You know, we're probably going to be friends if she let me hit this and she could keep her wits about herself. But if she can't, then the friendship is disposable. I could move on and find another quote-unquote friend. You feel me? So it's more disposable and it's less calculated with men than it is with women. You know what I mean? You get my point?
Yeah, I totally get it. Because, see, the one thing is, and I've learned this, because women put men in the friend zone like he's in the bullpen. He's in the bullpen for later use, like you said.
For later use. Sometimes they pull you out the bullpen, though, to show you off to the friends, like, you know, and, you know, family members and things like that. It's almost like, you know, gay dudes with beards. What do they call it? This is a new term that I found out over the weekend, a beard. What the fuck is a beard? But I found out that a beard is like a chick who's just there to present a certain image, right?
Yeah.
So a guy like me who can hold a decent conversation, yeah, she'll take me to functions with her. She'll have me around with her family, have me help her do certain things or whatever, you know, all kind of stuff like that. And then, you know, you find out that moms has always said, hey, how's Chevy doing? Where's Chevy at? Da, da, da. Oh, Chevy, he over here. Da, 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 da. So it presents this image that she actually has options when she probably really don't. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
It's sad, man.
And it said, do you think, I don't think we ever answered the question, Ramon in the Morning, 103.3. Do you ever think that they know that they have been friend zoned?
That's why I posed the point when I do they care? You see what I'm saying? Because women are great. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was done. I think women do care that they have been friend zoned. It's a shock to them.
I think they care to a certain degree, but I think that at face value they really don't, because what women are great at doing is creating this bubble, this illusion that they're this, that, and the other. You know, that I'm happy, I'm content, blah 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 blah. When in actuality, you go home and it's like, damn, cold ass sheets, cold pillows and shit, and you know, I'm. You know, I wish I had a man here. But in the streets, it's like, I'm independent. I don't need a man. Dun-da-da-dun. You know,
right.
I'm superwoman. Yeah. You know, this, that, and the other. But then you go behind closed doors or you go off in the corner somewhere then and you thinking about your girlfriends who are engaged now or married or whatever. And it's like, you know, they tend to gauge themselves off of other people's situations as well. So I think that factors in. But it's just, man, it's a lot to it. But the bottom line is women are very good at putting up fronts, you know. So if the friend zone situation, if it's presented to her and just like, well, I could change him. Get this nigga some pussy. He going to love me. You know what I'm saying? Because
absolutely,
that's part of the illusion too. From day one, girl, that's where guys want to be. Make them pay for it. Make them this, do that, X, Y, Z, yada, yada, yada. And then you look up one day and the shit don't work. Throws off the whole strategy. You know. So I know you're coming up on the break, man. I'll fall back and listen, man. You know.
Thanks a lot, Chevy. You are always an entertaining call, man. That's Chevy from Detroit. That's my boy. I love that cat, man. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. It's the best two hours of the morning. Take you up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. It's 3103.3 WLUV Radio.
Don't go anywhere. More Ramon and your comments. It's the best 2 hours of your morning on Ramon in the Morning.
Thirsty?
They said it would make me cool.
They don't sound cool to me.
Guess not.
You gotta stick up for yourself. Like with the Name Your Price tool. People tell us their budget, not the other way around. Aren't you lactose intolerant?
This isn't lactose, it's milk.
The station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Coming up in the second hour, more of the question of the day, your comments and live phone calls. It's the best 2 hours of your morning, taking you up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour with Ramon in the Morning, right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
Body powder that you can spray? What could be next?
Foot powder spray.
New Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray cools and dries your feet just like our body powder spray refreshes your body.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
The funniest show on the station.
2 hours of non-stop.
Of great talk radio from yours truly.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is another exclusive upcoming.
You're listening to Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
Back better than ever. It is the best 2 hours of your morning, no matter where you are, no matter how you're listening. Thank you for making Ramon in the Morning your number one online morning show. Take you up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. 1 hour down, 1 hour in the books, 1 hour to go. You know what? I want to do Steve Harvey. And y'all know around here we don't care for Steve Harvey. One thing all over the morning that makes Ramona in the Morning the number one online morning show. I'm so glad you're hanging out here with me. People are just arrogant. I'm just curious, ladies, when y'all don't agree with something Steve Harvey say, how often do y'all inbox him and say real nasty things to Steve Harvey? Oh, my bad. He's your Jesus. Steve Harvey can't say nothing wrong, Ramon. We love Steve Harvey. He knows about marriage. Well, damn, if I've been married 3 or 4 times, I should know a lot about marriage, too. Know how to jack one up. Y'all got to stop listening to Steve Harvey. I don't get it. Give me a call. We love hotline on 646-595-2083. Hit them on your phone. We bring you live on air. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat at Ramon in the Morning and on Twitter at Ramon Radio. Don't forget, you can hang out with Mimi Monique for the very best in great smooth jazz and R&B and soul music. Take you up to your 5 p.m. punch-out time on Soulful Time. 1 p.m. Ready to get back from lunch on 3103.3 WLUB Radio. Shout out to all those who are watching me on Ramon TV on Facebook Live. Glad you're hanging out here with me. All you up for the next 59 minutes as you get ready for lunch. Glad you're hanging out here with me. Shout out to my lovely friend Krista Joy. Now, she is the female Ramon. She may be Christian, but she knows she don't bite a tongue on her show. I don't plug people's shows, but I do plug her. You'll need to check her out. She's absolutely phenomenal, and she's going to be doing some greater things. She's going to walk, she's going to step out on faith, and she's going to do some great things. So I'm excited about that, okay? She just don't call anybody no more. You know, people start losing weight. They don't want to deal with the fat guy no more, even though we are better at blooming. 3 minutes past the hour, 3 minutes past the second hour on your favorite online morning show. 646-595-2083. Hit number one on your phone. Definitely bring you live on air. It's Ramon in the Morning right here on 3103.3 WLUB Radio. This whole thing about women being friend zone, man. Chevy was saying that women don't know that they know, but they don't care. I disagree with that. I think they do care because it's a slap to their ego. It's a slap in their face. Women don't like to experience the stuff that they dish out. They don't like that. They can't stand it. I don't step to men, Ramon, because you don't want to be rejected. Let me tell you about this conversation. My friend, I know this woman. Friday, I love listening to other people's radio shows. People say, Ramon, well, you're the king. Yeah, I wear that proudly. I wear my moniker proudly. I know I'm the king of talk. But I love to support other people on their show. So on, I think it was Friday or Saturday, I listened to this woman's show. I'm not going to say her name because I always got to protect the innocent. But they were talking about this whole thing about being single and how, you know, why are you single? So the one girlfriend got on. She was saying, well, I don't want no man to do this and do that. And he got to have potential, Ramon. She was saying it to me, but he got to have potential. And I like men that has potential. And potential is what keep a lot of y'all single. It's what keeps y'all single. So I hit number. I went in queue and I said, listen, let me tell you something. Women. Let me get this. Let me straighten you out and teach you something about physics. Because y'all keep talking about this whole thing about potential. And Brian, I'm sorry. I just got to go off the script for a second because I got to discuss this. This whole thing about potential. For those who remember physics, I know Chevy knows his physics. You got two kinds of energy. You got potential and you got kinetic energy. Women, like I've always said on Ramon in the Morning, women hate men who are established. Women can't stand men who are established. They like the project guy. They love the project guy. So I'm trying to explain the difference between kinetic energy and potential energy with this woman. Because women love men who has potential. Because she gets to contribute to his building process. She contributes to it. She has a say-so of what he has planned for his future. She said, well, sometimes you gotta show a man how to get where he gotta get. I said, let me tell you something. Let me show you how stupid you sound. And I said, stupid. Y'all women always complain about men don't have this, this, and this, and this. But if he has potential, which means he can't live without you, or he needs you. I said, baby, let me ask you a question. Do you really want a man who does not know how to plan the course of his life? Well, I get to help him with his dreams. I said, baby, that is not your responsibility. See, this is where y'all get it wrong. Your job is not to help build that man. He's not your husband. See, y'all keep treating these boys like they y'all husband. I said, no way. Now, first of all, I never cared about a woman's employment, where she works, what kind of car she drives, her 401k plan, what kind of CDs she has. If she don't got CDs in her car, that's different, because I will steal your Faith Evans CD out your car. I will steal it out your car. But she's saying, but I can help contribute. No, you can. You trying to build him into what you want him to be for you. I said, no way. If I was into that mindset, I would not want a woman. I wouldn't want a woman who doesn't know what she wants to do with her life. I don't want that. I said, you treating this man like he's your husband because he has potential. He has potential. Potential will leave you single and unhappy and miserable. 7 minutes past here, 103.3, Ramon, and you listen to Aaron. I said, I don't understand this. See, you've been married. But I said, yes, I have been married. And I said, I never dated a woman on potential. Never. Potential is not an issue for men. It's not an issue. All we want is the woman available for us. That's all we want to know. So then you get these Mitch dudes who probably still living in their mama's basement, watching porn all day. You know, they watching porn and making dirt bombs, and they 39 years old, still watching SpongeBob SquarePants and got on Batman socks. And you got these dudes co-signing what this chick said. I said, that's why y'all need to change the toilet paper in your bathroom. I said, when I'm with the woman, my job is not to make her better. My job is to make her better about herself. But it's not my place to contribute to her success. It's not my place to do that. If you become my wife, that's different. We're a team. Because I remember somebody asked the question, if your girlfriend needed $30,000 to start her business, would you give it to her? I said, absolutely not. If I loan people money for gas, let's be real. If I loan you gas money, when you borrow money from the bank, you got to pay it back plus interest. I want interest. But you have to stop thinking. Like I said, women do not like established men. And I know my friend who's watching, this is going to be her topic later on her show at 3 o'clock every Monday through Friday. I'm not going to say her name, but she knows what I'm talking about. Women don't like dating the established man. She don't like that guy. She loves the project. She loves the project. She loves the project guy. She loves the guy that she get to build. Mold him into her image what a man should be. Which is stupid. I never want a woman to contribute and contribute to me. Because, ladies, do you really want a man who don't know how to direct his own life? No, y'all do like that dude because y'all get to tell him what to do. But that's just me. I'm a different breed. Maybe it's my New York mentality. Women have to stop thinking you are super save a nigga. Y'all got to stop thinking that. Well, a man only wants you for your tramp. You are the man. You are the shift. Late night manager at McDonald's. What money do you have? What money do you have? Y'all bad enough, y'all fighting over $15 an hour, which they do not deserve. Chevy, I love you, but I got to keep saying that. You want more money, go get a better job. But I'm saying, this is just me. Because when you contribute to a guy, and he's not your husband, and he, remember on Being Mary Jane, for my viewers on Ramon TV, remember on Being Mary Jane, the guy, I can't think of his name, but remember Mary Jane, she contributed to this guy, they broke up, he became a success, but it was worth like $20 million. You got nothing coming. You haven't earned nothing. I keep telling the women, y'all want to be treated like y'all the wife, but y'all haven't earned that. Y'all haven't earned that. Well, he needs to bring his ass home at night, Ramon. Where's his mother? Did his mother say he had to be home? I said he had to be home. I said, I'll go walk out the door, and I see two names in the mailbox, two different last names. I said, you can't tell that grown man when to come home. You can't tell that grown man when to come home. That's just how it is. Ladies, the reason why I say all this to y'all is not the game. I don't give a damn if y'all watch or listen to me. I don't care. I'm trying to spare y'all the heartbreak and disappointment that y'all set yourselves up for. See, Steve ain't going to tell y'all that. He's not going to tell y'all that. He's going to tell y'all, well, you should invest in a man's future. You should. No. Do you really want a man who does not know what his life is, what his life and course of life is going to be? Do you really want that guy? Ramon, do you want a woman who don't know she's going to be? I'm not here to see what she's going to be in life. I'm here to see if she's trying to get down with me tonight. That's just me. But like I said, we think differently. You just got to play your cards different. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help y'all. And Krista, I'm going to answer your question in about 6 minutes, okay? Here's one of my favorite jams. Here's Keisha Cole with Play Your Cards Right, right here in the best 2 hours of your morning. Take it up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Ramon in the Morning, free 103.3 WLUB Radio.
Lord knows how I tried to give everything I have in me. Maybe one day we both could see if we take our time and get it right. Maybe, baby, we could be forever. So please don't go, living in a dream, yeah. It's so amazing how your smile takes me away from everything and all of the pain I've seen before. I wanna share my life with you. I wanna be the one, yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna be the one who you can deep in know.
Close the
Don't go anywhere. More Ramon and your comments. It's the best 2 hours of your morning on Ramon in the Morning.
DirecTV is at it again with another so-called deal. With a $30 intro rate that jumps to over $100 after just 3 months, then shoots up to almost $200 after a year. The hits keep on coming. Because you're locked into a 2-year contract that can cost up to $3,500. Don't get blindsided by DirecTV. Switch to an Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast and get the best in TV, internet, and voice. Call 1-800-XFINITY or go online.
I am never getting married.
Never.
Guaranteed.
You picked a beautiful ring.
Thank you. We're never having kids.
Still over here.
We are never moving to the suburbs.
We are never getting one of those. We're never having another kid.
I'm pregnant.
I'm never letting go.
For all the nevers in life, State Farm is there.
You're listening to Detroit's number one online morning show, Ramon in the Morning, on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
17 minutes past the hour, Defy 103.3, Ramon in the Morning, and you're listening here. Don't forget you can download the official mobile app to WLUV Radio today. It is absolutely free. Download to all your electronic devices. Just go to your Google Play Store, Amazon.com, Kindle Fire, and iTunes. Take the choice number one online listening station on the go and on demand with the official mobile app to free 103.3 WLUV Radio. Okay? Don't forget you missed this show and others. Just go to our podcast on iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio. Just type in the search engine WLUV Radio and hear all the great shows, including your favorite morning show to get to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. All right? 646-595-2083 on the We Love Hotline. Give me a call right now. Or you can join the conversation live on Facebook just by going to Ramon in the Morning on Facebook Live. On Facebook. Okay? And don't forget you can watch me live on Ramon TV on Facebook Live. Okay? Many are doing right now, all right? We just got all off the topic. I mean, seriously. You know what? Women always talk about, they always talk about us being arrogant. Men just arrogant, Ramon. No. We know our arrogance have limitations. That we do know. We know how far we can go with our arrogance. Because we know, see, this whole debate, now I'm setting this up, this whole debate about kids playing sports. And this whole thing about, you know, participation trophies. I would never let my son come home with a participation trophy. Either you're going to win or you're going to lose. Because there's something when you lose, there's something about losing that kind of fuels the fire within the person. That's why a lot of these kids are so self-entitled now. But it's the same with rejection. Rejection has a part in life. It makes you work harder. But when you are overly arrogant and you think every man wants you, big, small, white, black, busty, big booty, flat chest, big girl, small girl, all women walk around with this arrogance. They all do it. They think every man wants them. And it may be true. But when you walk around thinking, no man will reject me, no man will put this in the friend zone, baby, you are sadly mistaken. And this whole, you know, and this conversation started with a friend of mine, my friend Keisha. We were talking about this all weekend. Keisha is very opinionated. She's loud. She's very intelligent, very beautiful woman. She's a lot younger than Ramon, but to each his own. And she kept asking me all weekend, Ramon, why am I single? Why am I single? Why? I'm not going to change who I am to get a man. And I said, you know what, baby, you only 34. Will you say that at 37? Will you say that at 37 years old when you're approaching 40? I'm not changing the way I am for to get no man, Ramon. I'm not going to change. And you will always be single. See, you got to know how to set the trap. You got to know how to set the trap. Nobody telling you to change. Just kind of tone it down a little bit. Tone it back. See, men, we kind of like our woman to play stupid. We kind of like our woman kind of dingy. You always wonder why the jump off girl, the unappealing woman, whoever that is, because everyone is appealing in some way, shape, or form. You try to figure out why your girlfriend, who's not so pretty, who doesn't wear all the makeup, you try to figure out why she got a man. You're trying to figure that out. And the one thing is, this is what cracks me up about women. And to the fellas that are listening, to the 13% of my listeners who are men, this is what cracks me up about women. If you love your best friend who's a guy so much, why aren't you dating him? Well, I'm not attracted to him. Okay, attraction, what is attraction? I want somebody to explain that to me. What is attraction? Because I want my man to be my best friend, so why are you not dating your best friend who's a guy? Excuse me. Well, we grew up together, Ramon, and what is your point? Because it never seems to amaze me, the entertainment that I see on Facebook. I wish I can find a good man. I wish I can find a good man. There are a lot of all the good men are either gay, married, or in jail, which is the most. Y'all only say that because y'all heard some other lonely, miserable chick say that. There are a lot of great men out here. But because I'm not attracted to him, he don't look the part. He ain't handsome like Idris Elba or Morris Chestnut. I don't want to be with him. And that's why you're 44 with a bunch of cats. The things y'all say, it just doesn't make sense. And I'm trying. When Chevy call or the other men call, when Jacave call, the reason why we are so raw with y'all, with you women, we're trying to tell y'all something. We're trying to tell y'all something. Because you keep setting, you always want to know, why don't this work? Why don't that work? I tried this, I tried that. You keep trying it from a woman's perspective, thinking a man should think like you. But it doesn't work that way. No, boo, it don't work that way. It never happened, it never will. Excuse me. This is more of a class session today. So this whole thing about being friend-zoned, I didn't know I was friend-zoned, Ramon. I didn't know. You don't want to accept the fact that you didn't know. You're playing dumb on this one. Men know when they're being used and played. We know. We know, woman. We know. We just trying to see what we can get out of it. How far is it going to go, and what can we get out of it? But eventually, we will bounce. I posed a question on Facebook. Do women know they're being friend-zoned? Nikki from Southwest says, we definitely know, but by the time, we don't care unless she's crazy. If you don't care, is that a PR ploy to save your image? Because you do care. Because if you didn't care, you would not be complaining about being single. And you're trying to figure out why we're not dating. You know, and this whole thing, I mean, it's amazing to me how people got these, they have these ideas of what successful dating is. But like I said, where's your data? We want to see what makes you successfully date. And women, I keep telling y'all, being in the friend zone is not a bad place to be. It is. It's a very powerful. It's a position of power. Really, the friend zone woman got more power than the girlfriend. She has more power than the girlfriend. You know, and Chevy came back and said, what dudes, quote, friends on a female when the possibility and potential to get adult favors is in play? Right. Absolutely right. We men friend zone women we know we can't have sex with. You just became real cool because you probably are the manager at Foot Locker. You're the manager at Walmart, so that's why we friend zone you. But no, men don't friend zone women he can, the possibility of him can have sex with. We don't do that. Taria says, hell yeah, we know. We've been friend zone. Hell yeah, we've been friend zone. We know we've been friend zone. But half the time, the feelings are so mutual. So hey, see, that is a ploy to save the women image. See how she came right back and tried to defend the actions of a woman? It's dumb. That's ego. That's ego talking. That's nothing but ego. Women don't like being friend zoned. They don't, because it's just like, we do it to men all the time. Yeah, y'all do. Y'all do it to men way too much. Way too much. And y'all don't want to deal with it because y'all know what it feels like now to be put on hold. You know, it's crazy. Here come Amber. Amber says, guys don't friend zone women the same way women do. That's probably the first thing in 12 years I've been knowing Amber. She probably said that I totally agree with. Guys tend to friends with benefit zone you to death, though. Well, men do not create friends with benefit situations. We don't create those. Women create those. Women create friends with benefit situations. That's what y'all do. It's not men, it's women that do that. Brian says the phone line is blowing up. It is going out of control. So we'll take your phone calls in about 2 minutes. It is the best hours of your morning. Take it up to your 12 p.m. lunchtime hour. Ramon in the morning, 3103.3 WLUV Radio.
Don't go anywhere. More Ramon and your comments. It's the best 2 hours of your morning on Ramon in the Morning.
The station with the best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face, all over the place.
Yeah. Love me back as much as you want, baby.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
Detroit's favorite listening station. 103.3 WLUV Radio.
Hi, I'm Tony Romo, and I have DirecTV.
And I'm arts and crafty Tony Romo, and I have cable.
Only DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket lets you watch every single game live from start to finish.
With cable, you don't get every game, so I channel my frustrations using papier-mâché.
I can pick out any game I want to watch from the 8-game mix.
I mixed a cupcake and a brownie. I'm calling it a crownie.
Don't be like this, me. Get NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
T-Mobile now extends your coverage beyond the borders at no extra charge. Get 4G LTE data in Mexico and Canada, just like in the U.S. And call and text as much as you want to and from the United States, Mexico, and Canada. You heard right. Unlimited calls to any phone, even mobile, in Mexico and Canada. Only T-Mobile gives you coverage and calling in three countries for the price of one. Switch to the Uncarrier today.
Don't go anywhere. More Ramon and your comments. It's the best 2 hours of your morning on Ramon in the Morning.
The station with the
best
music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
In your face. All over the place.
Back as much as you want, baby. Love me back all night long, girl.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
WLUV Radio.
You're listening to the very best in talk radio, music, and your live phone calls. It's Ramon in the Morning right here on Free 103.3 WLUV Radio.
Make sure you take it down to Tech Clinic today. You need a computer restored, revived, refurbished, or repaired. Go take it down to Tech Clinic at 282. You live in the Metro Detroit area. Go take it to Tech Clinic at 28240 Gratiot Road in the city of Roseville, just 1 mile north beyond 11 mile in the city of Roseville on the corner of Utica. Give him a call at 586-943-8888 or just go to his website and set up an appointment. Just walk in and tell him that you know Ramon at www.techclinic.com. Don't forget, you can check out this show and others. But check out the podcast just by going to TuneIn Radio or iHeartRadio or the podcast. And on Spreaker. It's on Spreaker? Okay, it's on Spreaker. So make sure you go to Spreaker, okay? Go to Spreaker.com, TuneInRadio.com, and iHeartRadio. It's absolutely free to hear all the great shows and all the great podcasts that Ramon, including Ramon in the Morning, all right? So go to them different outlets right now, okay? 32 minutes past the hour, W103.3. Ramon in the Morning, listen to the air. Hit me up on Facebook and Instagram and on Snapchat at Ramon in the Morning. Also on Twitter. People don't really use Twitter no more. I'm trying to. I use Hootsuite and it just goes to all my outlets. So I just use Hootsuite. Okay. So make sure you go to Hootsuite. Just go to Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat at Ramon in the Morning. Go do that right now. Don't forget to hit the like button on the friend and fan page. Just go to the like page on Facebook at Ramon in the Morning Show. You can actually call. I think Brian has a setup. You can hit the call now button. There's a big blue button. You just hit that blue button and it dials right into the show, okay? You can hear the show or post your questions live. I just got an inbox from a woman named Tammy, and she was asking, Ramon, why do you feel men put women in the friend zone in 2016? Really, the reason why we do it now is because, like I said, if we know we can't have sex with you, but we just find you cool and just someone to kick it with. And that kick it with doesn't always mean sex. Kick it sometimes can mean, you know, we just hang out. Because women always talk about this whole thing that men and women can't be just friends. And we can be friends. Believe me, we don't mind being your friend. We want to be your friend. But women drives the car. Why want a man that has initiative? Okay, he has initiative. Because women don't like being his friend. When the guy initiates the friendship, she doesn't like that. She doesn't like that at all. When the guy initiates the friendship, she can't stand that because it put her in a very precarious situation. Because she makes it seem like, well, am I not dateable? Am I not attractive? It's not about being attractive or being dateable, not dateable. Maybe he's in a particular place right now in his life to where he doesn't want to date. And it's amazing to me because here's the double standard that, like I say, a lot of women create. If a man is not really in the mood right now for a relationship, he doesn't want to be bothered with a relationship. He just want to just chill out. Well, he must be gay or still married to his wife or something that's wrong with him. Well, what's wrong with you? Because why is it the double standard? There's always a double standard. When a man is not really trying to be bothered right now, all of a sudden, now it's an issue. It's an issue. He don't want nothing to do with you. Now it's an issue. So here he is, a point in his life, to where he's trying to get himself together. He's trying to pull himself together. He's trying to figure out where he is in life. And now it's a big issue that he don't want to be bothered with you. He already peaked game. He already know what you are. 36 minutes past the hour, definitely 103.3. Ramon in the Morning is in the air. Give me a call on the Wheel Up Hotline at 646-595-2083. Hit number one on your phone. That'll bring you live on air or join the conversation live on Instagram and Facebook at Ramon in the Morning Show, okay? But see, the whole thing is women don't understand. They haven't figured it out. That sometimes you're just not dateable. I'm not sounding contradicting in a way. Because I'm not contradicting myself. Sometimes a guy just want a friend. He just don't want to be bothered with all the mess. But he still want to have sex. Yeah, but doesn't mean he don't have sex with you. Because the one thing women don't understand, they're trying to figure this out. I'm his friend, but he pop up with a girlfriend 3-4 months later. What's wrong with me? Maybe he just didn't see you like that. Maybe he just didn't view you like that. You know, maybe he just saw something to you to where he saw you like a sister. It's okay for women to do that. It's okay for women to make a guy her brother. That's my boy. That's my friend and this and that. But now it's an issue when he does it to you. It's an issue. That is what I don't get. And that is the arrogance of some of these women. And when they get friend zoned, now they raise all kinds of hell. They raise all kinds of hell. Because they're like, well, what's wrong with me, Ramon? Do you really? Nothing always got to be wrong with you or something wrong with him. Maybe he's just not ready. That's probably what it is. Make sure you go to iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio to hear the podcast of all your favorite shows, including this one, on free 103.3 WLUB Radio. Don't forget to download the official mobile app to WLUB Radio today. It's absolutely free to get it to all your electronic devices. It's on your Google Play Store, Amazon.com, Kindle Fire, and iTunes. Go get it today and download it to all your electronic devices, the official mobile app to WLUB Radio today. Okay? And this is I'm trying to get an understanding. I'm trying to get an understanding of the. I'm not trying to think like a woman, because I would never allow myself to do that. But it's the whole process of the arrogance that women have. They do like, why don't this man don't want to be bothered, Ramon? Because he don't. He know you crazy. He knows. But now, you feel like you're being rejected because you've been placed in the friend zone. Like I told y'all, the friend zone is more of a position of power than the girlfriend. Really, you call a lot of shots being in the friend zone. You call a lot of shots. But no, you always think it's something else. You always think it's bigger than what it is, when it actually is not. It really isn't. But y'all would never. This, like I said, it's the arrogance. It is the absolute arrogance. I'm in one of the moods today, to where, you just have to gain an understanding to why things are just the way they are. But it's not always an issue that you think it is. Here's Ken with Nobody, Ramon in the Morning, right here on Free 103.3 WLUB.
Hey, for me, so I can know why I can't get over you. Oh, babe, I lied to myself, but I can't deny the truth. Hey girl, I'm losing control, 'cause all I want is you, baby girl. How does it feel to be everything in my world?
Ain't never gonna be.
Oh.
Nobody
like you. Hey girl,
ain't never gonna be.
Ain't never gonna be.
Nobody, 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 nobody.
Nobody like you, baby.
Yeah. This way, see,
you might change your mind and give love another chance.